When I get older, losing my hair, many years from now, will you still be sending me a valentine, birthday greetings, bottle of wine? If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Monday on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Thinking about being, 64 and older, because our guest to start the week off is Emily Echeverria, and she is the Marketing and Communications Director for the Council on Aging of West Florida. Good morning.
Yes, thank you for having me, Meg.
So what are we going to do now that we're over 64 is kind of the question here, and that's what the Council on Aging is all about.
Well, if you're 60 and older and you need some assistance to continue living independently, you're going to call Council on Aging. We are nonprofit, home and community-based services for older adults. And right now, what we're thinking about a lot is older adults that are in their homes and they do not have adequate cooling because the temperatures are rising. It's getting sweltering out there. It's getting a little, let's say, miserable with the humidity. And so we have our big event coming up to help seniors stay cool and safe this summer.
This is one of my favorite events. Y'all do this every year, and it's so important. It is the Senior Chill Out.
That's
so
right.
Tell us all about it, Emily.
Yes, the Pete Moore Automotive Team Senior Chill Out is coming up Friday, June 6th. That's this Friday. It's at the 5 area Lowe's stores. And we have volunteers and staff out at each store, right out front under a canopy tent, collecting donations from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., so the entire day, of ACs, fans, or funds that we are going to use to distribute those ACs and fans out to seniors in the community. And with the funds, we earmark that for weatherization. It can only go toward weatherization efforts. So we buy more air conditioners so that we can distribute even more to the community.
It's really amazing because I'm so spoiled. I don't really think about that. But can you imagine being in this heat without some kind of AC or fan?
And we know the need is so great. We have already started getting tons of calls. It's almost nonstop of people that are older adults who have some kind of need with their cooling. So maybe they haven't had an AC or their AC broke over the, cooler months and they haven't had to deal with it until now the temperatures start rising again. And they, don't have that couple hundred bucks. I mean, air conditioners now, the cheapest one you can get, the smallest one, is about $170, I think.
That's a lot when you're on a limited budget.
Exactly, because the price of everything else is going up. So that's someone having to choose between, their medication, whether they're going to eat or whether they're going to, spring for that air conditioner. And if we can provide that for them, then that's what we want to do. So for 60 and older, those with the need can call our office starting on Friday, 850-432-1475. And there's a little eligibility assessment. Answer a few questions to get on the list to receive one of the air conditioners.
What are some of the qualifications to be eligible?
Well, you have to be 16 and older. You can't have received one last year. And then there's a few other questions.
Okay, so you might know a neighbor, perhaps, someone or a relative that you're aware of that maybe needs the help. You could also send in for them as well, correct?
Yes, they would have to come with their ID because you have to have your ID.
Okay. So the chill out itself is this Friday, June 6th. So how does that work?
So we're out there all day. You can walk up to any of the Lowe's locations, go up to the volunteers at the table and make a donation. Whether you have $5 in your pocket you want to donate to the effort, whether you want to go inside, purchase a box fan or an AC unit and bring it back out to us to donate, you can do that. Or if you just want to donate, from the comfort of your home, you can go to seniorchillout.org and make a donation online there.
That sounds pretty good to me. I can't even imagine going through this kind of weather without some kind of cooling system.
And there's a lot of people who are, say, an older adult who has maybe the air conditioning unit in their bedroom so that they can sleep at night, mm-hmm. but they don't have an air conditioning unit in the rest of the house. So for their summer, they're kind of confined to that one room. So in that case, we can help you with that. We prioritize people that have no air conditioning.
Of course.
But then, if there's, we do give them to people who need it for another part of their house because they only have it in one room. Or there are times when older adults take in grandchildren and now they're living in their house and their air conditioning is getting, worn out faster.
Right.
Because you know, they're having to keep the house cooler for longer hours in more parts of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So they need a replacement. You know, they can call us.
Okay. So the event itself, for someone that's just joined us, let's go over the dates and times and the locations, because we want to make sure this is something that you could do. You could, if you have the time and you can't afford it, could go in and actually purchase an air conditioner, or one of those big box fans could be really helpful. Or even the desktop fans, even the whirling fans sometimes are helpful just to keep the air moving in the kitchen perhaps, or in the bathroom.
Yes.
I mean, anything, but preferably the AC or the bigger ones, I'm sure. So
the AC units are what most people are asking for, and like I said, if you donate funds, we will take the funds that are raised. We make another big order of air conditioners, and for us, it's tax-free. We're a nonprofit, and we're getting a bulk order. So, if you just want to give funds, that's convenient for you. That's convenient for us as well. But a lot of people do love to hand over that AC. They want to buy the thing and hand it over, and we so appreciate that as well. So either way, however you want to donate.
When are they distributed out? How does that all work?
We start the distribution the week after the event. So usually on the Tuesday after the event is when we start the distribution. And it's from our office at 875 Roy Street. But you do have to call first.
Okay. So you can stop by the office if you wanted to donate?
You can absolutely donate at the office, but
it's easier online, really, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yes.
Yes, a lot easier online.
SeniorChillOut.org. But yeah, you can, and you also don't have to necessarily buy the air conditioner unit at Lowe's. You could buy it at a different store and drop it off with us, or drop it off at our office. Any way you want to help helps.
Yes, absolutely. Because there are some big box stores, wholesalers, that kind of thing, and you might have some connections we don't know about. So definitely take advantage of that, but drop it off.
Yep, absolutely.
Because someone will be able to use it, no doubt about it.
For sure.
And have you ever had more than enough? You probably are always in need. Right?
Absolutely not. Never had more than enough.
So we need folks to step up and help with this, because it's just so important. And we've got to take care of those people in our community that we care for. And you may know somebody that doesn't have AC. This would be a chance to help them out, even if you can only donate $5. But if you can donate more than that, all the better.
Yes, every little bit helps.
Okay, so we have the five locations. They're the different Lowe's. There's one on Fairfield Drive, a Lowe's on Airport Boulevard, the one on West 9 Mile Road, one in Gulf Breeze down by Tiger Park Lane, and you also have one in Pace on Highway 90. So we're talking this morning with Emily. She is with the Council on Aging of West Florida, talking about the upcoming Senior Chill Out, which is this Friday. And what are the hours again?
It is 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And we'll also be, the hub is Fairfield location, where we'll be with WEAR. Sue Strawn does that
great.
For us
okay.
every year. So we'll be doing our big check presentations and on-camera stuff there.
Oh, excellent. Okay. So we've got all the information to you. We're going to talk a little bit more about what the Council on Aging does for our seniors in the community when we get back. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg, here with Emily from the Council on Aging of West Florida, talking about the upcoming Senior Chill Out this Friday, June 6th. Why don't we tell folks about that? And then I'd love to hear a little bit more about the Council on Aging itself, because I know people are aware of this organization, but maybe not really understand all the services you provide throughout the year.
Sure, of course. Well, so Senior Chill Out, Pete Moore Automotive Team Senior Chill Out is coming up June 6th, this Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. at all five area Lowe's. You can walk up to the Lowe's, make a donation of an AC, box fan, or funds that we will use for weatherization to keep seniors cool all summer long and beyond. You can also make a donation at seniorchillout.org and get more information there.
So we want to help our seniors keep cool this summer. So that's a great cause, in my humble opinion.
Absolutely.
It's a great cause. So, Emily, what are some of the other things, though, that Council on Aging of West Florida does? Because I'm pretty familiar with the organization. It's been around for how many years, I guess?
We have been serving seniors since 1972.
Wow.
So over 50 years. We're kind of in our golden age at the moment. And we provide Meals on Wheels. That's the thing most people know about. That's a program that we run. We also have 17 senior congregate dining sites. These are places where older adults, anyone 60 and older, can go get a free hot meal in the middle of the day at a community center, resource center, church. The locations are spread out throughout the two county area. And the point of these dining sites is the free hot meal, but also the fellowship, mm-hmm. the community, having you know, social connections and a group of people that wonder where you are when you don't show up, so that, you know, it that is a health indicator. So,
well, not everybody has family looking out for them.
Exactly.
And maybe they have family that lives out of state or they're not here. So that socialization helps people stay out of the isolation. So important.
Exactly. Keeps your mind working, keeps your, you know, just emotional levels higher, that you have people you can go talk to, hang out with, look forward to seeing. So that's our senior dining sites. And then now we also are getting a lot of people that come to those because of, you know, food insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is a free hot meal. There's no obligation for you to pay. You can make a donation, but it is not required by any means. You just call our office, reserve your meal for the following day, and or with the 24 hours advance notice. And then you can go to the dining site, you know, closest to you. So those are our two nutrition programs. There's many more. So just getting started. We also have a social services team. So we case manage our clients. They're getting in-home services like non-medical chore service or homemaker service or private duty services to help them continue living independently. So we're trying to keep people in their homes where they're most comfortable, where they're going to have the best outcomes for as long as it's safe. When they reach that level of care where maybe they need to go to a facility, then that's beyond what we do. But we are helping people who just need that little extra help to stay in their homes and live independently. We also have two AmeriCorps senior volunteer programs that are part of this effort. This is engaging people 55 and older who meet an income eligibility cap because they get a small stipend, like $4 an hour for serving in this program. And they're either serving with another older adult as a senior companion. So they're helping that person around the house. Maybe they're driving them to appointments or to run errands and also giving them that socialization. Or they are a volunteer who has a heart for children and they're volunteering in the schools as a foster grandparent.
Oh, I love that.
Yes. I love that. A lovely, both of these programs, I get great success stories out of them because it's all the volunteers say it helps them as much as it helps the people that they're serving. They're helping children learn to read.
Mm-hmm.
They're giving them the extra attention that they need, the extra love that they need. They're going with another older adult who is, you know, they're forming a beautiful friendship together. They're becoming like a little Bonnie and Clyde over there. They're not on a murder spree, but they are being sort of rascals together, I guess.
Mischievous.
Yes, exactly. Mischievous. I try not to say Bonnie and Clyde, but it always comes out when I think of these two pairs. But yes, they're wonderful programs that, yes, again, help the volunteers stay engaged, give them that little bit of extra income. And then help the people that they're serving as well. So we also have caregiver support groups, and we also have the retreat, our adult daycare. Sometimes I forget to mention it because mm-hmm. it's just part of the office for
right.
us. It's right next door. This is an adult daycare, a licensed adult daycare for gives caregivers respite. Most of the participants have some level of dementia or cognitive decline, and everyone's at their own place in their journey, and the staff is hyper aware of where everyone is, what they need. If they get a little anxious, they can go take a walk around our beautiful courtyard. They're doing a lot of different activities and getting different entertainment and guests in.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have people from the symphony come in to play music. They have, because music is so important for that population, the Blue Anchor Bells come in and sing.
Right.
They get the Animal Tales to come out, and they do, like, educational presentations about all these different animals that he brings. He's got birds and tortoise and big bunny thing.
Big bunny thing. I know what that is.
One of my favorites, the big bunny thing. He's got a, what is the small kangaroo, like a wombat?
Oh, gosh, now you've got me.
I think it's a wombat.
I need a second cup of coffee
or a wallaby?
Could be a wallaby.
I think it's a wallaby.
Okay.
He's got a wallaby. He's got a kinkajou.
That I've never seen.
Yes. I love his mammals and his birds. He's got great birds. No offense to the reptiles. But, yes, so anyway, all that to say, they're bringing in engaging entertainment and educational things. They're really just keeping things lively, keeping the participants engaged, and they have a great time over there.
So if I had a family member, I knew somebody that was in getting care, but maybe needed a break, or how would you sign up for this? How would you get your grandparents or somebody that you know, your neighbor, signed up for daycare?
So for the retreat, you can just call our office, 850-432-1475. You can ask to talk to Rose Creighton, our retreat director, and she'll set up a tour for you. Anyone can come in and take a tour anytime. And there's a little bit of paperwork. They have to meet a certain eligibility where they can, they have to take a TB test. They have to be able to like go to the bathroom with just one person helping, just because of the level of care.
Right.
There are RNs in the retreat at all times.
Oh, that's good to know. Yes, that's
but
important.
It's not a medical facility.
Gotcha.
It's more of a, it's a
retreat.
It's a, yes, exactly.
It's a retreat. It's a retreat. That's the right word for it.
And it's, and it gives the caregivers respite because caregiving can be so,
exhausting.
It can be exhausting, yes. And we want to take care of our loved ones, but you also have to take care of yourself, or maybe you're still in the workforce, so you got to go to work. And that's what the retreat is there for.
That sounds fantastic. Talking with Emily with the Council on Aging of West Florida. If you've got questions for her, 850-437-1620, feel free to text those in. We'll be back in just a couple minutes to tell you more about the Senior Chill Out coming up this Friday on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And we're back with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Emily is here with the Council on Aging of West Florida. I'm excited about this event coming up this Friday. This truly is one of my favorite events that we do for the Council on Aging. So maybe somebody's on their way to work. They just tuned in. Tell us all about it.
Sure. The Pete Moore Automotive Team Senior Chill Out is our big donation drive for ACs, fans, and funds to help seniors stay cool over the summer through the hotter months and summer and beyond, really, because it's hot for so much of the year this
so
year.
So true. We don't have much of a break from the heat.
So Council on Aging, we go out to the five area Lowe's on Friday, June 6th, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and we collect donations of those ACs, fans, and funds, and then we distribute those out to the community, to those in need, 60 and older, who need some air conditioning in their home. To help them stay safe and cool.
This is really such a great effort, and this is effective. We have five different locations. We have, why don't you tell us about the locations that we have?
Sure.
Because the Council on Aging doesn't, it serves not only Escambia County, but it's a broader, you have a broader base than that.
Yes, we serve Escambia and Santa Rosa County, so seniors in both counties, and our Lowe's locations are the three in Pensacola, Fairfield Drive, Airport Boulevard, and Nine Mile, and then Gulf Breeze on Tiger Park Lane, and in Pace on Highway 90.
So all you have to do is come out, and if you want to purchase one at the Lowe's store, you can. But you were saying maybe you have a place where you have a discount membership or something. You might be able to find one somewhere else. You could still bring that unit and drop it off.
Absolutely. And you can bring that unit to one of our Lowe's locations where we're taking donations, or you, if you want to like add it to the pile and see them come and adding up, or you can just bring it to our office at 875 Royce Street if you want to be part of it. Because we really have been receiving some donations at our office as well already.
Oh, good, because so you can contribute money if you'd like to.
Exactly. And you can also donate at seniorchillout.org. That is the website with all the information and where you can make a donation easily.
Just got a text that came in. Do you accept used air conditioners or fans?
We do not.
So they do have to be new.
Yes.
Okay, that's good to know.
Just for liability reasons, if there's like an electrical problem or something.
Of course. Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. Okay, so this is happening this Friday, June 6th. 6:30 or 6?
6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay, because I'm not a 6 a.m. gal, but that is great for people on the way to work. You just drop on by a Lowe's and get your air conditioner and make a difference. Can you imagine the difference it would make for somebody to wake up and have that air conditioning on when we get into that August weather where it's 90 gazillion degrees?
I mean, we've all had our air conditioner like die in the middle of
the
summer
worst.
At some point, right?
Yes,
like that's
yes.
that's the only time it goes. It's like
it happened
in
to me
the
last
evening.
Year. it's the
and
worst.
Then, you know, when you get that turned back on and you just have that relief, I mean, older adults are also, they're just more susceptible to the dangers of heat. They're more susceptible to heat exhaustion, heat stroke, for a lot of different reasons. And so this is about keeping people safe. People comfortable. It's not just comfort. It's also about health, safety.
And peace of mind.
Yes, exactly. I mean, imagine your grandparent, your parent sitting in a sweltering house or being confined to the only room that has an AC unit in it.
Right.
Then that's not a...
Or even sitting outside in the heat because it's just too hot inside.
Exactly. Yeah. Where maybe they're trying to get just a little breeze or something outside. But it can get so blisteringly hot.
Okay, one more time, where we are, what we're doing.
Seniorchillout.org, Pete Moore Automotive Team Senior Chill Out, 5 Area Lowe's, June 6th, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Support the Council on Aging of West Florida. They do so many different things for our seniors. And what's your website in case someone wants to look up some of the programs?
COAWFLA.org.
Emily, thanks so much for coming in early on this Monday morning. The Senior Chill Out is this Friday, June 6th. Hope to see you there.